It's hot now, but just wait a while. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Is what we're talking about it being a teeth-chatteringly cold winter.
Well, according to the latest predictions from the Farmer's Almanac, editor Pete Geiger says, contrary to some stories we've been seeing on the internet, their time-tested long-range formula points towards a very long, cold, and snow-filled winter for many areas of the country, including right here in Tennessee.
We're saying that a fair amount of snowfall, and when I look at Tennessee, I see a storm November 28th to the 30th, a messy mix in Tennessee. We talk about a bad storm January 28th to the 31st. Then there's the coldest time of the winter, February 12th to the 16th, and a freeze February 20th to 23rd. So when you look at the predictions that are in the book and we break it down by zones, it looks like a very cold winter.
Pete Geiger, now in his 40th year with the Farmer's Almanac, says they base their weather predictions on amazingly accurate long-range forecasts on a mathematical and astronomical formula that was developed in 1818. And as for the predictions for next spring and beyond,
springtime is going to be wet and seasonal in terms of temperatures. We see next summer as being normal temperatures but very stormy. And next fall, we say it's going to be cool and showery. So those are the four seasons, and they're going to be up on our website, and that's farmersalmanac.com.
And, of course, besides the weather, lots of useful bits of information and remedies in the Farmer's Almanac to help out every day.
There's a wide range of people go to the almanac and enjoy it. We have articles about what do we do before there was air conditioning, what do we do before there was toilet paper. We have a lot of trivia in the almanac this year, and our philosophy at our thought of the year is the greatest threat to the future is indifference.
The 2019 Orange and Green Farmer's Almanac, available now. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.